I hope you keep on serving cunt. Keep on serving cunt.
Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens.
A show where we talk about all things drag, because we are semi-qualified.
To speak on it?
Oh my god, what did I got confused, because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
There it is. I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Cynthia Kiss. Mwah. And
welcome to Semi-Qualified Servant Cunt. Sorry, do you know why I put that on, right?
Yes, our special guest this week.
Our very special guest. There, like, we go. Just checking. That's checking.
My order, my OCD. I was like, all of a sudden, I was like, do not compute what is happening.
Do
are
not
we
compute.
Actually starting? Are we really? I love that you did that, though. I love that you did that. No,
thank
she's,
you.
She's a fabulous addition to the episode. We're here to talk about season 4, episode 6 of Canada's Drag Race. But before we dive in, Juice, how the hell are ya?
I'm good. I'm just home from 6 days away at Christmas. I am familyed out. All done. All done.
You're over it.
All done. Yep. I thrive on schedule and routine and being gone for 6 days. No routine.
Out the window.
So just happy to be back to my things, you know?
No, totally. It's like you never left, because you're still in your little gamer chair, but you did a whole adventure.
Yeah, I did the gym this morning. It was absolutely fabulous. And my one coach has been growing out his chest hair, and this morning he decided to do bench press with his titties out, no shirt, and immediately had to record this podcast after. So I'm feeling a little heated.
It's kind of like contour. I feel like the chest hair like emphasizes it.
I know he doesn't listen to this podcast, but if he does, please never shave. Ever.
Never.
Never.
It's like crazy long. There's no,
no, it's fine. No, it's fine.
No such thing.
It's
I
fine.
I love that for you.
Oh, he's so hot. Anyways. But overall, great. Great morning, Fab. Really excited. Fab Jackson's actually coming over in a day or two to spend New Year's with me, so that'll be really fun. You know Jackson.
Aww, yes, we love Jackson.
We love Jackson.
Does he have a hairy chest?
No.
Good. I don't like body hair. That's not my preference.
You don't? Oh, I don't mind it. It's neither here nor there for me, but sometimes it's a nice addition.
And gets me hot and bothered.
Gets me a little hot and bothered. That's all. What about you? How are you?
Oh my God, I'm so good. I've seen so much family this week too, but it's been amazing because I haven't been home for the holidays for 3 years. So this was a really, really nice visit. I posted online. Our family has a theme for Christmas each year.
Yes, we had to talk about this. I messaged you.
Juice texted me. She's like, remind me to talk about this on the podcast. Your family has a theme each Christmas. Unpack that. And we're going to do that. So for like the last 10 years, we've had like a theme each Christmas. So we all come together in like denim, flannel, onesies. This year was this evergreen.
Wow.
So it gets voted like the Christmas prior. Like next year is going to be 80s Christmas. So stay tuned.
Oh, fabulous. I love that. You have to wear a ski suit.
100%. You read my
mind. Yeah, an 80s ski suit. Yeah. Also, shout out to, was it your cousin with the red hair?
Yes.
Freddie. Fab.
I know. Great name.
Fabulous. Well, it's not even the name. The hair was fabulous with the green. I loved it.
Oh, Freddie is phenom.
Freddie was fab. I know. I messaged you and I went, who's that? Fabulous.
She's a big fan of you. She's like, I love Juice Box.
And
I'm
Hi,
not
Freddie.
Just saying it because of the podcast. I was like, thank you.
Thank you. I'm a big fan of you, Freddie. All right. So should we dive into the episode?
Let's dive in. We're ready. We're at the diving board.
Oh, wrong one.
Shine.
That's what
there
I
There it is.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, nothing shady happened. I was like, is it shady to start an episode?
No, shine and shade are right next to each other on the board.
Classic. So, happens every time. Okay. So the group is feeling super small with Amy and Kitten gone. And also the Golden Beaver. That's just been removed from the conversation.
What do you think of this? Do you like the Golden Beaver being gone?
Yeah.
Me too. I feel like it's that time in the season for it to be gone. I feel like if you kept it to the end, it almost wouldn't make any sense to save people, because it's right now we're at the point where it's either in your top or you're in the bottom. There's no in between.
Hot take, after watching this episode, I was like, oh, I feel like we got like a different pacing of the episode. I think with the Golden Beaver, there's a lot of the untucked, tell me why you should stay home scene. And without that, I felt like the episode flew by, which was nice. It was like a change of pace.
Well, we did get the judges deliberating again this now, which I don't ever miss. That's always my least favorite part of the episode.
Oh my goodness, you're so right.
They haven't been deliberating.
But had they been deliberating other episodes and we got the Golden Beaver save me?
No, they weren't there. That's why Brooke said finally.
mm-hmm. Detective Synth on the case. mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, I see. Okay, so it's like classic. It's like a classic episode. And you weren't here for it, or you were here for it.
No, I mean, I was. I just, my least favorite part of the episode is always the judge's deliberation. I just don't care.
Exactly, at this point. Yeah. But we're down to our top six. And do we want to dive right into the maxi or talk about the mini? It was really funny. The mini was amazing because I love teleprompter bloopers. Because it's kind of
my favorite was, so the mini challenge was teleprompters talking about sex. Yes, sponsored by Trojan. It was very, what was that old lady who used to do that sex show in Canada?
Yes. Oh my God. What's her name? Everyone like knows her face. She was Sue. Sue. Sex with Sue. Sue or something?
Sex with Sue or something. Yeah. She, so basically if you're not Canadian, we had this old lady, like old lady, and you would call in and you would ask her sex advice and she would be like, well, what you want to do is you want to stimulate the frenum of the penis. And that was kind of like what raised us, gave us sex education, was Sex with Sue.
I think it was Talk Sex with Sue Johansson.
Okay.
Johansson. Yeah, Johansson. Mm. I just want to get it right. Respect where respect's due. But I thought it was really hilarious when Venus didn't know to switch from camera one to camera two.
I was just about to say that was the funniest part. And she just turned.
And said it again. She thrived on that challenge. I feel like Venus is a media girl.
Well, I feel like, but are you noticing though? What I'm noticing is a lot of these challenges, we get a very heavy Venus camera.
Conspiracy theory?
It's a lot of Venus. And then you'll get sprinkles of the other girl. And we get the Kendall Jenner edit for Aurora.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Aurora was in it for like 2 seconds.
Wait, you're actually so right. She said
2 seconds. She said like one thing. And I was just like, and she wasn't bad. So I'm just like, why aren't we seeing Aurora? We'll see like Venus the whole time. Then we'll see like two other girls. And then like, we'll barely ever see Aurora in these challenges. Cause even remember we saw Melinda really heavily in one, when it was we were doing the interview and we saw like two little clips of Aurora. And I was like, what's happening with these challenges? You never get to see Aurora.
Wait, you're actually so right.
Thank you.
You were very right. We saw one thing and it was very like information based. Like hers was very like I feel like she would have done something a little more funny.
Yeah. And I was like, I want to see more. I want to see how, because Aurora is really funny. And
Is she sticky like that? Like, does she do little bits and little characters? Does she commit to the bit? I don't know her as closely as you do. Like, is that kind of, could you see a mini being her vibe or are they?
Well, she's an actress. So I feel like.
Actress, but is she like a comedian actress? Or are they saving her here?
Well,
is
maybe
like...
they're saving her because we saw her Snatch Game.
I know. That's also what I was thinking.
Well, you know what? Aurora listens and she texts me every week her thoughts, so she'll let me know.
Aurora, let's do a little bit next time we're together.
Let's do a bit.
Coffee talk.
I know, but Venus ends up winning, obviously. That's probably why we got so much Venus time, is because she was the winner of that challenge. Yes. And rightfully so, because she was very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I also love her in big hair.
Oh, that hair was fabulous.
Love her in big hair.
Mm-hmm. But should we tell the SQ Cuties what the maxi was for the week? This was a fun one.
I'm jealous of this one.
This one was really cool. So they are doing a rusical, Drag to Riches, the unauthorized Brooklyn Heights rusical, which I think is
now,
so fun. The theme,
it's
I love
so
it.
Fun. Now, what do you feel about rusicals where they lip sync versus where they sing? Because you had to sing in your rusical.
Mike was hot, baby. That was a hot
Mike. Was hot.
That was a
hot. What do you
spicy
think?
Mike.
Now, do you wish they sang?
In this case, I think casting knows what they're doing. If they have a live mic situation, it's because they have some singers in the cast. I think we have models. We have dancers.
We don't have singers.
Influencers. But we do not have singers in this cast. So for the influencers, overall, I mean, all of them. I really just think they're just so young.
Melinda. Cool.
I saw your tweet. You're like, I love how Melinda has no idea all of this is happening on Twitter.
And then all of a sudden she joins Twitter. I was like, what the fuck?
You basically were like her wake up call. She's like, hang on, I actually should clock into this.
She gets TikTok, Twitter, and starts being active on everything. And I'm just like, there goes my tweet.
There goes your one singular tweet. But I like that she's tapping in.
Me too.
Anyways, they're a cast of other things, but not live vocals. So I didn't mind. Mm. I thought it was okay. And I thought the music was really fun the way it was produced. We had some clear inspiration from obviously Demi Lovato's Sorry Not Sorry for Nira's.
Yeah, little track. Obvious. Yeah.
That was like so apparently like a song structured the exact same, but pop off sis, we love copyright. avoid arounds. I don't know what to call that.
They like change one beat to like so they don't.
Exactly. But yeah, so the fun concept. We're kind of seeing Brooklyn's career, the beginning, the origin story till now as a host.
I thought it was kind of fun, yeah. So we start off, we get Young Brooklyn, Sugar Bum Fairy Ballet Brooklyn, Cabaret Brooklyn, Pop Star Brooklyn, Opera Brooklyn, and Brooklyn the Judge. And these are all done in different musical stylings. So Young Brooklyn is more Broadway.
Yeah.
Sugar Bum Fairy Ballet Brooklyn is just ballet. There's no real music. It's just a ballet. It's more of a dance.
Yes.
Cabaret, and then pop, and then opera, and then Brooklyn the Judge is gospel.
Which, what the fuck? Where'd that come from?
That's a hard one.
Can we unpack that? Like, was that just like them for funsies, or does Brooklyn have any tie to like gospel? I think it was just for fun, right? Doing it for the script.
I think it was for fun, but you know what they were missing? They didn't have a rock.
A rock?
Like, like if they were doing musical styles, they didn't have a rock in there. They had more of a gospel. But maybe Brooklyn had, the genre. Maybe Brooklyn had a hand in this, and these were just the musical styles she likes.
Brooklyn slammed the table and said, show them my gospel roots.
She said, my Baptist church gospel roots. Brooklyn singing King Jesus, long as I got King Jesus, long as I got King Jesus.
It was a little out of nowhere, but I think in a way it was a quick way to finish the musical, because then everyone comes out as a gospel number and it's like, and we're done.
Yeah. So they kind of all start divvying up the parts. Melinda wants to audition for Young Brooklyn, and so does Nira, aka Evil Lemon, and Denim. And and then Melinda does the most mother thing to mother and asks to just do a full blown audition.
We love the audition.
With headphones on. So like to be a fly on the wall watching with the music not on would just be fabulous to me.
All you would hear is like breathing and like mouth moving, be like and then they're all like, Melinda really ate.
She gave it her all. She said, this is my part. This is my part. The other two were like kind of sitting doing it. And Melinda said, I'm standing and I am doing this and I'm getting this part.
Well, and girls, kudos. There's old school and new school. And in that very moment, old school won. It's an audition, honey bun. I love you, Nira, but you can't pop a squat. Like if you really wanted the part, you gotta
give it. And she did. And she got it. Then Aurora gets Sugar Bum Fairy to do the ballet part. Kiki really wants cabaret, so she does cabaret. Opera goes to Venus, who really wants that like sensitive soft moment. Denim gets Brooklyn the Judge, even though Denim also did want Young Brooklyn. And Nira ends up with the pop star.
Yes.
But it's almost like she faked the fight, because in her confessional, she was like, I wanted it. I know I'm going to be good at it. I'm going to do something good. But then she put up the fight, and then it comes back to bite her later in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she even said later on in Untucked, she's like, I wish I didn't fight for it because I knew what I was going to be good at.
They like to see variety on this show. Like, if you've just done the same character, don't do it again. Like,
no, switch it up.
Switch it up. And so I think, mm-hmm. do you think Nero was aware of that? Or did she just, because I was confused too, because I couldn't tell if she wanted it or didn't want it. It's almost like she played both sides.
It's like she played both sides. It was like she was doing it for her, like, good TV bit, you know? Keep things interesting.
I also love that you called her Evil Lemon. Are people calling
Have you not heard people calling her Evil Lemon?
So mean.
It's so funny.
It is kind of funny. It's not like too mean, but it's kind of amazing.
Well, because she kind of gives that energy. It's, you know, it's Lemon had that very kind of like bitchy girl energy, but it was always kind of like had a softer side to it. Nera is just Evil Lemon. She is like the other side of the coin.
Lemon's like stoner energy softens her out a little bit, where you're like, oh, she's not pressed. Whereas like Nera's a little more like, dance captain.
Nera's like, oh, wow, there's this thing called friendship and saving each other. Stupid.
I love it though. Never change, Nera, never change.
Never change.
Those are the parts. And so we do our walkthrough with Brooklyn, and I have to call out the Kendall Jenner School of Facial Lip Syncing.
I loved
it. Can we unpack this? When she was talking to Venus, obviously her role, just basically saying, like, you can't just, like, stretch out your face. And then she did this imitation of what I would gather is of Kendall. And I was screaming. I was quaking over my coffee this morning as I was watching it.
Kendall Jenner's lip sync style is so funny because Kendall is such a soft, delicate person. And then when she lip syncs, she is just all face.
Yes.
Every muscle in her face is being used, you know?
Every muscle. Every single muscle. One. There's times where I'm like, I would feel like I have whiplash afterwards.
There's so much expression happening.
Yes. Shine!
So that's what we kind of get with the walkthrough.
I died. That was my standout for the walkthrough. Was there anything else? Because otherwise it was kind of just like...
The only thing I would say was kind of remember when you were talking about the snatch game, how she didn't really have advice.
Yeah.
I felt like this, she had a lot of advice. There was a lot of advice that Brooklyn could give because it was a little bit more her wheelhouse, but...
She felt fully qualified on this good day.
Oh, fully. She said, I'm a judge, and this is my life.
This is literally about me and my gospel roots. Hit it.
So we then go to the main stage to start the rehearsals, and Hollywood Jade is there with a middle-parted human hair, 36-inch wig, and it's fabulous.
I saw in the trailer for the season. I loved it. I was dying for the inches. Hollywood.
I love when Hollywood comes up and shows out. I mean, even if it's like just for Hollywood. Rehearsal. You gotta. And something about Hollywood too, which is like, this is a small thing. If you look at Hollywood's eyes, he always has his lashes fully curled.
And, yes.
Oh, it's fabulous. And in person, it's even prettier.
It is. Very pretty eyes. Very,
very pretty. Very pretty. Love Hollywood. Big fan. Always get excited when we see Hollywood on stage.
One of my favorite things about Hollywood for TV, he knows how to like take a moment and like...
Oh, yeah.
Props are challenging.
Oh, but you know who else knows how to make a moment? Nera. Because Nera gets this super hard choreo and goes, I just want to say... that I thought it was going to be hard, and it is, but it's not challenging for me. And all these girls are like, you fucking bitch.
But she's doing it in this way where it almost seems like she's about to cry, which is like even funnier. It's very Jada.
Well, she's so out of breath.
Crying. Oh, that's what it was. She had just finished dancing. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought she was like going to cry, like get emotional.
At how beautiful she was.
How great she is.
Remember when Jada cried when they said how beautiful she was? And she went, I'm so beautiful.
It was giving that exact same energy.
Yeah. And even Hollywood just went, okay, then give it to me. Like, I loved it. But we
do
see
when
some...
a queen can just pick up choreo, though. Like, Nera doing that fast is really impressive.
Yeah, I'd like to see her and Kimmy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, her and Kimmy doing 100%. A dance would be crazy. Who else do we get to see? So we see Kiki struggling a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Kiki's having a bit of a struggle.
A little precursor of what's to come.
Now, Now, the smartest person there is Venus.
Oh yeah, she knows. Pick that.
Because Venus said, I have to sit in stillness and expose my emotions, and I don't have to dance. Fab. Mm-hmm.
No, done. Totally. She done. Took the Cynthia Kiss route for the Rusical. I just sat on a bed the whole time.
Genius. Genius. just sit there and sing gorgeously.
Lip sync your heart out, Venus. Oh, if that would have been live vocals, though, could you imagine these songs? Yeah, it would have been a completely different thing.
Venus had to sing opera. I would have loved it.
Because these were hard songs. Like, I feel like...
Some.
They're for professional singers.
Yeah, except for Aurora's.
Okay, yes.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to it. Do you want to talk about the mirror chats? It kind of is a segue from the mini with the...
The sex. Sex.
Who's having it? Who isn't? Who wants more of it?
You know who's had all of it? Venus. She's had all the sex.
All the
tasted sex. The rainbow. When she said that, I went, ooh. Tasted the rainbow. All right.
Kiki Ko is having magical sex every goddamn day of her life.
Every day. I went, oh my God.
It was
every day?
He was giving Charlotte from Sex and the City just like, every day.
So subtle too. So subtle. Every day. I was like, that girl, she doesn't even need to douche. She's just ready to go.
She knows. She's got her head on right. She knows her priorities, that Kiki.
Every day?
Kiki. Every day. Maybe she means like a combo of things. Like, it's not always like she's like hardcore.
I have to ask her. I have to ask.
Oh my God.
Both. I have to be like, are you bottoming every day?
If you want
day?
That to be one of the questions in our exclusive interview from Crave Television, you can ask her if she
are
takes
you
it up
bottoming
ass.
Every day?
SQ Cutie, stay tuned to find out.
Oh, that's so much.
Yeah. Maybe she's just like, it's her vibe.
She bottoms every day.
Shine.
Shine.
Mm. You like that?
You like that hole. Daily?
Please, these gays, they're trying to murder me.
There it is. Okay, and then we find out Aurora actually had a crush on Denim 2 years ago.
Yes, Aurora's just
put
like,
a hook there.
Aurora said, I actually had a crush.
And then they cackled as they their beauty blenders beating their face.
What I love about super femme people expressing that they have crushes on each other, that it's never like subtle. It's always like, oh my God. Really?
Very soft. A soft
it was very
soft
that.
Moment.
Mm-hmm.
We love
and that. We find out there's a lot of girls who love the monogamy thing and a lot that don't. So it was kind of nice to sort of see how they were all sitting.
That's the beauty of a sex life, right? Like, you can find partners and people that complement everything under the rainbow. Some people are down, some aren't.
Mm-hmm. I think you could really taste the rainbow
sometimes
bottom
like
every day.
Nightlife culture can seem like that pressure of like, I don't know, hookup culture, that idea of like, yeah, everyone being super sexually liberated, meaning many, many partners. Mm-hmm. But there are people out there that's just not their vibe. I think it's cool to talk about both.
And I think sometimes our personas are so highly sexualized, you know, sometimes that's not, but like, I feel like my persona on stage is very highly sexualized, but you know, who knows if that like bleeds into my daily life. That's none of your fucking business, you know? So
the choice of the word bleeds in that moment, I was like, very artistic language. If it doesn't drip
bleeds.
And bleed, I'll live my sexual life and I gotta wipe out the blood, you know?
Blood.
You are slaying with the media board today. Like, I'm really impressed.
Thank you. Really on my game.
I'm entertained.
Thank you.
It's getting me very stimulated.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
I've been listening to our episodes every week.
Yeah.
Just to kind of see what we need to do and stuff. And I'm noticing, I'm like, you know, maybe we got to get a little spicier with the mood, with the media.
You
know?
Oh, you just melted my heart. I love that.
I know. I've been listening.
I feel the media board feels seen or heard.
Ah.
shine.
Anyways,
okay. Should we get into the main stage? Let's go to the main stage.
Yeah. Let's talk about their performance. So first of all, oh no, wait, let's go to the main stage. Wait, what did we decide? Let's just do this.
I hope you keep on serving cunt. Keep on serving cunt, 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 cunt.
So we head to the main stage, and first of all, we have Bradley looking very handsome in pink.
Mm-hmm.
We have the look queen of the season, Tracy Melchior, with some ruffles happening around the top.
I've never seen that before.
It's a favorite thing to say.
It tickles me every time. It's like a new character arc for her that, like, I can't.
That's a soundboard thing. Is Aurora going, is she the look queen of the season?
We'll find it. I'll do my research. I'm going to look it up.
And then we have Countess, what is her name? Luann
de Lesseps.
But she's the Countess, right?
She's Countess Luann. I feel like everyone kind of knows her as Countess Luann. Like, if you were going to find her song or her sound on TikTok, you would search Countess Luann serving.
Now, her. I'm not a huge Housewives girl. She's a housewife, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What season?
Oh, well, they're on many, but it's rather, I think she's from New York.
Well, that's what I meant. She's a New York housewife?
Yeah.
Okay. Fab.
Don't come for me, SQ cuties, if I'm wrong, so help me God. I'm not a housewife person. I just think it's New York.
Countess
Luann gives New York energy to me.
She gives kind of, yeah, she gives New York. Watch, it's like Orange County. Countess Luann, American, and singer. Ugh. Real Housewives, New York City, you're right.
Boom.
Yep, New York
City. Fake it till you make it, baby. See, that's why it pays to say everything with conviction. Sometimes, you're right.
And she has her own cabaret show, Countess and Friends.
Yes, I've heard it's awesome.
Gotta keep on serving cunt.
Exactly. That's all we want to see. Mm-hmm. But tell me, what do you think of... Oh my God, they all looked so adorable. Everyone's serving pink, pretty in pink, bridal party. And then we have the bride, Brooklyn, coming out.
I can't even make words.
I thought she looked breathtaking.
It was the best she's ever looked in her entire life, ever. And I just need this to be known. It is one of my dreams to wear a wedding gown in drag.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So bad.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So bad. I have always wanted to wear a wedding gown, but none of them have ever been up to snuff. I was actually, one of my runways was meant to be a wedding gown in season one, but it just wasn't cutting it the way I wanted, so I cut the idea. But so to see her walk out in a wedding gown, I went, oh, work, bitch.
That's how you do it.
She looks so fucking good. It was giving me, I don't know who made it, but it was giving me Diana. It sort of looked like the way that Starker's Corsetry makes things, but I don't know if she made this, they made that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We have to look it up, but she looked gorgeous. The way it fit with the hair. Sometimes with Brooke, like, everything's always going to look good. She can wear anything. And then it comes down to editing. Like, when it's the right combined pieces. Like, last week, I think the look was fun. The hair was questionable. And all combined, we weren't, like, hitting. So to come back with a bridal look like this, it's just, I like when Brooke does... when she leans a little more classic. There's something about her beauty that when she does that style, for me, it's the best. When
she goes contemporary,
I'm a little like, whoa.
It's Art de Fashion who had made the gown.
I was actually going to say his wrapping technique.
Yeah. It's the most fabulous thing she's ever worn in her life.
Amazing. It's literally amazing. Do you remember when Alexis Michelle came out in one of his pieces in the red? For her All-Star season recently.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
like,
that was gorgeous.
He does gowns. He understands a gown. I would think we should get a piece by him someday.
Oh, my God. I think it might be a little bit out of my price range, but yeah.
Honey, live a little.
He did it's Sasha's finale life. Look. It's quality of life, babe. It's quality of life. He did Sasha's finale look. He's done a lot.
Oh, he's huge. God.
He's huge. Fab. Okay, so... so that's our judges, and now we get to the Brooklyn musical. So let's get to the performances. What did you think of Melinda's performance?
So this was a Megan Halloween costume, no? Like,
well, here's my thing, because you know they're given the costumes, right? They don't have to bring these costumes.
Oh, okay. You're right.
Yeah. Because you can't prepare that. They're given these costumes.
Because that was a problem of mine. I was like,
well, I was like, why did they give her Megan?
Megan.
What was that?
It was so clearly the Megan costume that I was, for half of her performance, waiting for her to become a robot. And this whole bit that Brooklyn's actually a robot.
Yeah, and I was waiting for like the Megan dance with the flip and everything, but I was like, why is she dressed like Megan?
So I was a bit confused, but once I a kind bit of confused, let it settle in, geez. Settle in that that's just like not part of it. I thought it was sincere. I thought it was great, big energy, and serviceable. Like maybe not the best, but definitely not the worst.
Fab, yes, I agree. It was cute, fun, very Melinda. Now let's move on to Aurora, who I thought it was a great performance. Do not get me wrong. It was a great performance. But why wasn't her song a song? Why was it just her moaning?
And this makes me think of my point. For it to just get those comedic moans, I wanted her to pull like a stank face or like really give us a different contrast from like demure professional ballerina and then go like, oh, you know what I mean? Like make a nasty
lean into the face a little bit more.
Because that's all you get to emote. The rest of it is just dance, whereas everyone else gets a lip sync. So I kind of, as it was going, I was like, oh, you're doing the ballet part so great. But I felt like we needed a bit more of the comedy cranked for it to be a home run. Okay. But the ballet was amazing. I don't know how to hold myself like that for lifts. You have to have really
my posture could strength. Never. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They would, the male dancers would have that face of like struggle, but like have to hide it. It'd be like,
they'd be like, up. Oh, this guy's 165 pounds of just beef, you know? So,
so but I thought the ballet part she did great.
She did great. Yeah. She did great. It was a cute little part. Kiki Ko, who came out and did the cabaret, struggled to do the cabaret. Yeah. That was rough. That was rough, which is kind of sad because it wasn't a very hard part.
But props, you saw it with Eve 6000. It's a hot mess. It's really hard to navigate the moving of like things happening all at once while you're doing this number, especially if it's like, you haven't had a lot of time to learn it. I felt like Kiki was distracted by the props.
Me too. It was also a lot of kicking.
Hats on wigs.
Never good. There's got to be a piece of Velcro in that hat and you got to slam it on your head, you know?
And start with it on backstage. Like to put it on stage was where it was.
But like, I feel like that was part of, yeah.
They're like, yeah, just pop this little lightweight plastic hat on. It'll totally stay over your thick wig.
Yeah, 100%. It's not going to fall off. No, not at all.
You're a superstar.
Yeah, you're a superstar. It's not going to fall at all. And then she dances and it just goes,
oh my God, what happened, superstar?
Oh, did that fall? So we move on to Neera, who demolished it.
Demolished this Lovato, sorry, not sorry, copyright-free version of something I'm living for.
Now, the critiques on Neera I didn't like because they were like, it's kind of looking like more of the same from your lip sync off. And they like did this shady thing where they showed a lot of her moves.
Did her dirty.
They did her dirty with that because it's just like, yeah, so do the rest of us. All of us do that, you know? Everyone on that stage falls to those same moves because those are what we know and we know they look good. So it was just like for them to say, oh, we've already seen you. Like, do you know how many times girls have done the fucking splits and they're not going, we've seen you do the splits 100 times. They're always like, yay, like, what the fuck, you know? So I was like, I thought that was the weirdest critique I've ever heard. Like, what
they were grasping.
Fuck? They were grasping because she was incredible. She did the choreo perfectly. She embodied Brooklyn completely. Like it looked like a little Brooklyn on the stage. The costume, the way she did the wig reveal in a flip. And we were just kind of like, it was this sort of the same. She did a flip wig reveal, upside down, wig comes off, wig reveal. And they were like, meh, what?
What else does Evil Lemon have to do? Like, I don't understand. She's literally giving the most. Give her credit. But like now we see where the variety, that whole thing about picking the right part. Yeah. Otherwise they can be, we've seen it.
I kind of wish she did the opera part because she's got that big face with all that filler. I think it would look kind of good with the opera and the expressions.
That big face.
Big yes, face. Exactly. Yeah.
Or it could, I don't know. Sometimes she says it's hard for her to emote with all the Botox.
That's why I would want it. That's why I would want to see it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Evil. It's the Botox.
Then we have Venus,
so we get to Venus. Yes.
Okay. So I saw a tweet. She actually did bring lace front eyebrows to pay homage to Brooklyn. But I think Venus is like, it just, some people thought they were just genuinely real or like drawn on.
Now,
like they
didn't those of you that do not know, Brooklyn went through a lace front eyebrow phase for years.
Yes.
It was all about the lace front eyebrow.
That plastique tiara still wears, but they fit her face. So they actually make sense. When Brooklyn would wear them, she picked a very dark color. And it was around the premiere of her original season on Drag Race. Like, I think it was like that era for her. So lots of press, lots of promo. And it always read severe. And I think people were scared to tell her. Because she rocked it for like a good season or two of like.
She tried to convince me to get them.
No.
We were doing a show together and she was like, I was like, what are those lace fronts? She went, yeah, they're fabulous. She was like, you never block your eyebrows. And now you could block your eyebrows and just wear these and still have the fuzzy look. They're fab. You should get them. And I went, I don't know. I don't know.
The fuzzy look.
I don't know. I don't know. I think they'd fall off. I don't know. So.
And in your head, you're screaming, no, they look like trash.
Honestly, but at the time, like, I'm such a Brooklyn fan. So at the time, I thought she looked amazing, you know? But looking back, they are severe.
They're very intense. Although with Venus's wig, it kind of was falling forward. I wish she had tucked behind her ears so she could have made that more of a focal point. Because I think it would have been funnier.
I will say, Venus with this much makeup on, big fan.
Yeah. No, totally.
Ooh. I loved this black gold smoky eye thing she had on. I went, ooh, I love this.
No, totally.
I love when she wears a thick smoky eye.
I think Venus's Achilles heel for this season is the light makeup. Like the one thing people come for her. And it's like, she can put more on.
But the light makeup in person is beautiful and fabulous. Yeah. But on camera, it just reads a little soft. So I feel like when she really loads it up, because of how, like, are her eyes green?
They're very light.
They're really very light. I don't know what color, but they're beautiful light. So when she goes with an intense dark eye around that light green, it just makes her eyes pop. So I really liked it. But overall, her performance I thought was great. You know, there's not much to it, but I'm happy. I was happy with it. I thought it was entertaining.
The writing of that one was funny. How it ends with like the call and it, like, I thought that one as a piece was like a fun.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job.
Going to Canada.
Last but not least, we have Denim.
Boom.
I liked her wig here, and she was giving really big energy. She was either a count early or a count off at times for the quick right left, because it kept mirroring the dancers, and that was happening to her a lot. I felt like there was always 1 second. I couldn't tell if it was early or late, but it was like, oh no, oh, I want unison.
I also forgot it was gospel for a minute. So I was kind of like, and I didn't like the robe thing they put her in.
I know. I thought it was more of the like reveal coat that Neera had just worn.
Yeah, I was kind of, but I thought
she should have been wearing a Megan 3 Halloween costume.
that would have
made sense.
She was fine. She was just a kind of count off. So moving on to the runway.
Oh my god, and love this theme.
Always a bride. Always a bridesmaid, sorry.
Yes.
Fabulous.
So fun.
Fabulous. What would you have run? I want to know.
Oh, I would have gone the 80s route. Bigger is bigger, but like maximalist proportions. And then, like just big, big, big. And like kind of a tension whore energy. Like be
I love that.
Kind of basically like a wedding dress. In a not white color so that it is attention stealing.
See, I think I would have done the bridesmaid that shows up in a wedding dress.
Oh my god, just wear the wedding dress straight
just
up.
Wear a wedding dress and just walk out like, yeah, I wore it.
Okay, standing next to Brooke,
that would have looked like shit.
I would have peed myself. You just see a yellow patch
I would have, if I saw Brooke walk out, I would have immediately died. Mine.
In her art to fashion, you would have been like, I'm going to art to kill myself.
I'm going to art to kill myself. Oh, good. But yeah. Okay, so starting off with Melinda.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was beautiful.
I like this one. I would have maybe made the skirt bigger or longer or had a little more fun. This is what I mean about the maximalism, like make the tulle bigger. But I thought the headpiece was nice. I thought it was serviceable.
Honestly, she hasn't been giving us some home runs this season. Her fashion's been bad. I'm going to say it. Yeah. It's been bad. Yeah. So this, very passable for her package. Fabulous, age-appropriate length, beautiful red. Headpiece was gorgeous. Makeup looked better because she finally put blush on. Loved it.
Yes.
I think even Brooke subtly saying, yes. I love the blush, bringing color to the face.
Warmth
to the face.
Cool tones. Warm tones.
She loves a cool tone in her foundation, and it's just cool. But I will say, I've seen
by Kim Petras. She just
I will say, I've seen a lot of her social media, and she her makeup's getting a lot better.
This is the power of TV, people.
Mm-hmm. You start to see it, and then you go, ooh, got to change that.
Yeah.
All right, next up, we have Aurora. What'd you think?
Okay, really, really cool look. It was, you know when someone's so good, you want to, like, just give a note to be like, this would have just taken it to 10 out of 10 because it was, like, a 9.5. I just would have done a little more of the ghost, or excuse me, skeleton white highlighting.
On the chest?
On maybe the collarbone a little bit because the dress plunged like that. And in the back too, that's tricky. I don't know if someone can paint your back, but those are those things where if you had like a team, if this was the photo shoot,
you could do more,
you could push it a little bit, because otherwise I was like, oh, this is really cool. I love that makeup on her
the
facial
makeup was
features. I was like,
insane,
like a Tim Burton cartoon, like this is beautiful.
Yeah, I quite liked the look. I loved the concept and the way it came off. The makeup was my favorite part. The makeup was
so
absolutely fabulous, like perfectly executed. And it was so nice to see her change her makeup. Because no matter what, her makeup's perfect. But the fact that she showed us like, oh, I bet I can change it and it will be perfect. Now, I have an insider secret. So I saw on Twitter this morning.
We love
Perla, who was... She did a lot of her hair, and she was part of her team. Perla's a queen from Toronto. She posted bridesmaid runway fact. The original concept was going to be this Victor and Ralph look with the floating dress and Aurora as the ghostly bridesmaid haunting the dress. We were going to use Perla's mother's wedding dress that she has in her closet. So it's basically the model is in like a nude something behind, and the dress is almost sitting in front with nothing in them. It's hard to describe, but
I know the reference.
You know the reference? Yeah. So that was essentially the first original concept. Can I be honest?
I'm glad she didn't do it.
I'm glad she didn't do it.
It seemed a little... That's takes like atelier couture skill level to really pull off the illusion like they did for the reference they're talking about. I like what she did. I thought that was...
I love what she did. I thought it was fun, and it was a little bit more camp, and it fit her package a little bit better, and we were able to see that.
And a little more cunt.
I loved it. I mean, this would have been fabulous, and it would have been very couture and high fashion, but I love what she did.
Yep. Maybe this is one of those moments where, like, Perla on the creative team really was pushing for this, and so she was like, I'm going to tweet it and see what they think.
I really wanted to do this.
And we're like, I'm glad you did.
Glad you didn't. Next up, we have Kiki Ko, who I feel like if they would have done this, this is what the dress would have looked like. Because the execution of this dress that Kiki Ko had on was so insanely striking. I need one. I want one.
Say, how badly do you want one of these?
You know how much I love a T-length. I want one so bad. Yeah. Oh my god, I loved it. No, but I will say, controversial yet brave, she didn't need to do the old person makeup. Great. Loved that you went for this concept. The gown was so gorgeous. Just look beautiful. The hair was beautiful. The outfit was beautiful. Just be beautiful.
The spoiler alert. The one thing about doing a look like this and then going home on the same episode, I always feel gutted because you have all your like final moments on TV looking kind of busted.
No. Like a little old lady phase?
Yeah. Like a part
of
me one... Yeah, I wanted that
beauty
moment because the dress was so good.
Oh my god, the dress was so good. It was like, so good. Like,
just, I want to know. I'm so excited to chat with her. I want to know a little more about her origin story as a sewer, because this is like, it's getting out of hand, people. It's
insane. Gonna... Like, was the top dip dyed? And then, like,
yeah, there's some real technique happening here. Like, it's on a level.
I will say, this is my favorite thing she wore.
It's really pretty. Wow, you really beautiful. Do love a T-length.
She I great stuff. Love a T-length. Love it.
It's cute. It's a cute length. It's super cute.
Something about it. I don't know. I love a poodle skirt. Anyways, next we have Neera, who is a My Fair Lady kind of thing with the umbrella.
80s.
80s.
It looked very vintage. It had a very authentically vintage vibe to it.
Do you know what I wish she did?
What?
Petals inside the umbrella.
I wish that umbrella was 4 times the size.
Oh, no, I like how small. I thought it was cute.
The hat, I thought something was happening. Like, I find with drag, like, to go small with the prop makes it just, it reads like big hands. You know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. Like, not like that's a big deal, but it's like...
Big hands.
It's just, I want you to look as petite as possible. And a big umbrella would have just cranked it there. I felt like the small umbrella, I was like, what?
I wish that there was petals in it. So when she opened it, they like fell on top of her. Just for a little details. Bit more of a beautiful details.
Just for all stars.
She H to it. T, head to toe, you know?
She gets it. Juice.
But it was cute.
I'm
telling you. It was cute.
Really not my favorite, but.
Fine.
Fun.
Fun.
For a bridesmaid energy, like those ugly bridesmaids dresses, I feel like she was kind of playing camp to that, where it's like the bride is putting you in the most like booger thing ever, and then she made it like over the top and big. So cool direction, just not
so. Speaking of your favorite, Venus walks out. She has turned into the bouquet. She is so a flower.
Pretty. She beautiful. Is the flower. That long stem, the wig being the petals. That was really cool.
It was gorgeous. Like, it was striking. I loved the color, the pastel green with the pastel pinks.
A part of me wants to see, like, the photo shoot for this one, because, for starters, she's killing it with her content. She was in, like, a mine the other week for steampunk. Like, she is, whoever their location scout is needs a raise, because it's impressive.
It's impressive, yes.
I want to see the details of the high collar and the wig, because the odd time, the petal was really in front of the face, so it has to go 3/4, but you know it will make, like, for a beautiful portrait. Very,
it's going to be gorgeous. Now, I'm going to say one tiny critique.
Be brave.
I'm going to be brave. I wish she brought a little bit more of the makeup, the colors of the outfit into the makeup. I just wish there was a bit more color.
I get that.
Because you're so colorful everywhere else, and you've got so much of that, like, beautiful pastel, and then the face is just, like, nudes. I was like, I wish there was, like, a little...
Really, what about a really bright lip? Because you definitely saw the lip as the bang petal kind of covered the eyes.
Or, like, what about a pastel green inner corner highlight? Like, something, not a lot. I'm not asking for a lot, but just a little.
Both? What about
both? What about both? What about blush?
What about contour makeup? Venus? All these things could be
considered. She looked gorgeous.
I'm just being
I wanted a little more color in the face, just to bring in that beautiful color that she had on the outfit, because it was beautiful what she wore.
Take a little from Melinda, rub your cheek on her.
Just give a little rub. A little rub. A little rub. So next up, speaking of more color, Denim has on all the garter belts. All of them.
All of them.
All the garters. What do you think?
This was a serve. This was a serve. This felt like, again, a very contemporary high fashion take on a theme where you feel like you're watching a designer's collection. And this, it read modern, it read referential. And fun fact, I also saw on Twitter that this was the same nude bodysuit that Pythia wore for her devil.
That's nice.
So we love an upcycle.
That's nice.
Eco-chic.
Eco-chic. I also love how their Denim's family works, like how they all kind of like create together. Yeah.
They're just very cool. Very,
just
very cool.
The group of them is so nice.
I'm hanging out in Montreal.
Montreal.
I really like this look. I thought it was fun.
Me too. All right. So we find out our winner of the week is Aurora.
She still killed it. I think
she killed it.
Brooke respected the ballet.
Yeah, I think that's what took it home, because it was so personal to Brooke. Well, I liked the performance, and I thought Neera should have won. I think because it did touch on so much of a personal thing for Brooke, for the ballet and how well she did. I think that's kind of what took her home. Plus her runway was fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
If the runway had brought any other points into it.
She didn't listen to Perla.
Perla's going to call me and be like, fuck you.
Stirring up the pot for no reason. Like the minute you mentioned her, I was like, I'm just going to be a little shit.
You little shit. Yeah, she should call you, fucking bitch.
I'm going to Perla talk to me. She's actually very, very talented with hair. I know I've said it before, but is she doing all of Aurora's hair this season?
I think she did. I think.
Like, she's very talented at hair.
Mm-hmm. The hair's been beautiful this year.
And quick.
Our season. Very quick. And we find out our bottoms are Denim and Kiki. So we do not have a bottom three. We have a bottom two. Mm-hmm. Now, the girls had thought that Melinda would be in the bottom, but Melinda was in her confessional like, no, bitch. No, bitch. Mm-mm. They loved me. They thought I was fabulous, and they loved my look. So no, bitch. I thought that was funny.
I'm going to be a star. I'm going to be a queen.
Star. I have a feeling that Melinda's going to get the Jimbo treatment.
Oh, it's happening.
Yeah, I think Melinda's going to get I think that she's going to get the Jimbo moment. She's going to get that that All-Stars tea, and she's going to show up with a team, you know? So that's what Mike's kind of thing. So we get to the lip sync, and it's not Chic C'est La Vie. It's not that, which I am disappointed, but...
Me too.
What was the lip sync song?
7 Day Fool by Julie Black. Actually, I do like this song. It was like a radio song that I hear growing up.
I'll be. Yeah. Also, Julie Black recently, I think last year, changed the words to the O Canada to
our queen.
Our queen. Mm-hmm. Home on native land. Fabulous. Love that. Also, in my mind, thought those were the words. Guess they're not.
They are now.
Thank you, Julie. I learned it in French, so for me it's the English words always. Yeah, because I went to French school, so I always sang it in French. So anytime I had to remember the English words, I'd be like,
So you're like, you could have fooled me.
No, could have fooled me. Cool. Thought those were the words. Yeah, no, it's fabulous. So the lip sync, cute. Good.
Yeah.
Controversial opinion.
You think Kiki?
I think Kiki won. But
it was getting like she was giving equal energy, like it was very close.
I think it was too, but I think Kiki had been in the bottom so much that it was kind of like one of those we can't save you again.
Of all Golden Beavers utilized,
Kiki got
technically
a lot of them.
She got a lot of them. Like
she got a lot.
You don't notice because she's so sparkly, but she technically hid the Golden Beavers amongst her costumes. You're just like, those are just more of your rhinestones.
That's actually like, her finale look is just, she is a Golden Beaver. That's all she is.
Oh my God, idea. She needs to own that.
A reunion look would be a fabulous idea to be a
just
Golden
Beaver.
Just
become the Golden Beaver. Mm-hmm. From here on out, it should be called the Kiki Co.
The Kiki Co. That's all it should be. But I thought Kiki kind of gave a little bit more energy for me.
Interesting.
But yeah, I thought
what about
was
the donkey
great.
Kick.
The wide leg.
Yes.
The boom. Full send. I thought it was great. And I thought don't get me wrong, I didn't think
Denim's
was bad.
Tweet. I tried to do a donkey kick 9,000 because I saw near enough to it, but I did a dumpy thick 3,000.
No, I think she did just as good, but I just thought that Kiki for me just gave it a little bit more. But I'm very happy that Denim is still there. I think track record came in. Yeah. And I'm a big fan of Denim, so I'm happy that Denim is still there. Mm-hmm. But I think it was just one of those where it was like, Kiki, it is time. Mm-hmm. But you know what it is time for? Kiki, go. You know what it is time for?
To call her up. I want to see how she's doing.
Let's call her up. Let's call Kiki. Let's talk to her. And
let's order some dresses.
Let's order some dresses. This is where you and I put in our orders. We're like, so... Yep.
Our orders for 2027.
Yeah. All right, so let's give her a little call.
Now we pause for the big...
All right, she is the seamstress of the season. She has the best looks that we have ever seen, personally, on the Canada's Drag Race stage. Give it up for Kiki Co. Hi, Tita.
Hello. 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 Hello, everybody. Welcome to Kiki Co's world, and you're just living in it.
Seriously.
Serious. Very that. How are you? How are you feeling?
I'm good. You know what? This morning, I kept half of my makeup from last night.
Fab.
And I woke up this morning and I'm like, this is not it. I'm not keeping this on. So I painted a new mug. And
okay. Like, I was going to say, it's very nice for last night.
It was, yeah, it was my forehead and my eyeshadow and my eyebrows. It looks like as one. So I'm like, no, we'll not do that.
I tried that one time and it's like my face ate the makeup. I woke up and I didn't have anything on. And I was like, how did I do that?
I did it last Pride because I have a storytelling the next morning. It was at 9 a.m. Mm. But what I did last time was I slept like this on the couch. But last night, I'm like, I just erased my lipstick. And then I slept in a regular way. I'm like, okay, my pillow looks like I made out with my pillow.
A Neutrogena wipe.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, speaking of pillows and faces in them, I need to know. This was something that just stuck with me. And you do not have to answer this if you do not want to. But you said you and your husband have sex every day?
Every day. And sometimes twice a day.
Every day? Oh my God.
Bitch, that's the way I start my day.
Really?
Like, okay. Another thing is like we don't sleep in the same bed because I snore.
Oh. Okay.
I snore a lot. And for me it was hard at first because for me I'm very contact and all that, physical, cuddly. I love to cuddle. And the other thing too is like why am I like, you know, why am I like not for it? Because like we're sleeping. We don't know what we're doing while we're sleeping. Mm-hmm. And he's not having a good sleep. And when I'm snoring, he wakes me up and I get pissed off. So both of us are not having good sleep. So sleeping in this different room is actually perfect. And when I wake up, I'll be like, hey, good morning. How you doing?
So you wake up with a little morning treat every morning.
Yes.
Oh, fabulous.
I love a morning cuddle, everybody. Everybody, if you don't like it to be a morning person, try cuddling in the morning. And the cuddle always leaves you something.
Cuddle in the morning. I love that.
She's on the road. If I get cranky, just give me a cuddle in the morning.
Absolutely not.
Even on the road. Oh my God.
Okay, we've got to dive in because we only have so much time with you, Kiki.
Yes, let's do it.
We have to talk about your design challenge look this season. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely legendary. Break it down for us. Where did you learn how to sew with such skill? Where did it all begin for you?
Honestly, it happens here in my basement. And my first sewing machine was given by my mother-in-law. It was a 30-year-old sewing machine. And like what's good about me is like when I want something, I really gonna keep going and trying and trying until I get it. And sewing is very frustrating. You need a lot of patience with it. And also my mom taught me how to put a zipper on. And when I started putting zipper on, it was game over. I'm like, oh my God, there's so many things I can make with a zipper on. And then after that, I just keep experimenting. And with that structure and pattern, those are all like in my head. That like, I don't know if it's the right way to say it, like I just use my common sense. It's like how would it stay? How would hold it? The engineering of that, whatever. What's your base and what material works best with what structure you're making?
So what you're saying is we're idiots and you just know how to use your brain and it's amazing and I love it.
Yeah, basically.
How long have you been sewing then?
Yeah, what age?
I've been sewing since I started drag, 11 years, like, you know, making bodysuit and all that. But I start accepting commission, like maybe 5 years ago, because I was not that confident yet to asking money for what I do. And also I was on a selfish side as a drag queen that like, I don't want anybody to look fabulous as me. I just want me to look like me. But like after I made one thing for one person and I'm like, that actually feels good for someone to marry your creation. And I'm making a lot of moolah from it. So I was like, let's keep it happening.
And that's so astounding that, like, you've really, it's only been, like, for you commissioning for other people, or people commissioning from you, it's only been 5 years. Mm-hmm. And the, like, level of skill that you have is
so cool.
Insane.
To be honest, every time that I make something and I see the final result, I still surprise myself. Like, aww. Especially the time that I finish Isis Step Down, I did that for straight 3 weeks, not like almost no sleep. As soon as I wake up, do my coffee, go down to my basement right away until, who knows, like 2 to 3 a.m. and then do all over again for the 3 weeks. And that's pandemic. It was so hard to look for material. Mm-hmm. And luckily, I found whatever I need, Dollarama, Michaels, whatever. And mm-hmm. yeah, until to this point, sometimes like I stare at my creation when it's done and it's like, I fucking did that. And, you know, it's very humbling, actually. It's very humbling. Like, you know, like it's, I made so many creations and designs already. If it's not made by me, I definitely design it myself. Mm-hmm. And to come out with those ideas and textures and shapes and all that, it's a good feeling.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it a horrible feeling to know that you won't be able to do the design challenge, which you would have won?
Exactly.
You would have demolished it, bitch.
You know what? When I found that out, that's the next one, and I'm like, that's basically my golden ticket to the finale. And even though yeah. I don't win that because we know how TV works, I wouldn't be sent home, or I wouldn't be in the bottom, because I know I can slay that for sure. Whoever comes on my side, and I probably am not allowed to tell this, that, but they brought someone from my family from the Philippines.
Oh,
so that even made me like, you know, like, oh, like, holy fuck, you know. It's like, but at the end of the day, it is, I feel it coming already. When I was lip syncing for my life, like, you know, like it's, I was like, I guess this is my time, but probably we're going to get into it after watching last night episode. Mm-hmm. Bitch, I'm sorry.
You ate that.
I ate that fucking lip sync. I don't do back splat or split, but that performance doesn't need that. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. You honestly, Kiki, all of your performances, like anytime you had to perform, I was always kind of like low-key team Kiki. I was just like, she ate that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought you're a really great performer. You're really super fun and entertaining to watch.
So we have mentioned you've dressed some iconic drag queens. We've got Isis Couture. Mm-hmm. We've got Cynthia Kiss.
Yeah.
The list really does go on.
That's one of my first original design when I started. Accepting commissions.
And
everybody knows when they see that, like, did you make this? And I'm like, yes, I did.
Now, we got to know, are commissions still open, or are you focusing on your closet only?
No. Like, my commission is open. It's wide open. It's wide open, like my legs.
Every morning.
You know, it's like for me, like I love performing, but for me, I joined and I went to this competition, knowing that my strong suit is designing. So if it happens that like my performing will be set aside for a little bit and I will concentrate on my designing, so be it. Because you know what, like right now, I'm not even doing cooking anymore. I'm not working in the hotel anymore, cooking for thousands of people. I'm just here in my basement. I have my own time. I'm my own boss. Mm-hmm. And I make money, which is, it's not even, it's enough and more. And I will never, like, if I will put myself back in the day 11 years ago when I start doing drag, I will never think that I will make enough money to support myself and more, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, this is like, I'm so grateful for whatever I have the talent, the eye for fashion. Sometimes I'm like, am I a fucking witch? Like sometimes I ask myself and I'm like, how do I even come up with this idea, this structure? And especially when I get stoned, holy fuck, the things that I can do. The imagination, the juice, the creation juice just fucking keep going.
Oh, I love that.
Well, there's 100% going to be a Kiki original on Brooklyn's Body next season. I would be shocked if there wasn't.
So far, ooh, she hasn't contacted me.
She will.
But the thing is, I'm a little bit scared to take on that. Because it's...
No, you can do it.
You know, like, it's like... it's a lot of pressure. And when she told me that you're definitely gonna make me something on the next season. Like, she told me that on the main stage. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, holy shit, like, this is really... Because most of the designer that she hired is trained and went to school properly. Like, my stuff is beautiful outside. But once you look inside, I don't have serger, I don't have this. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, it's strong. But, like, when I make something for someone, I always say, the inside of my garment will be like hemmed, or it won't be serge. It will be very strong, but the outside will be fabulous. And most of the people will say, like, they won't see the inside. I don't care what's the inside. I want to see.
No one's gonna care.
So it's like, you know, as long as we're clear, I'll do it.
Beautiful on the outside and horrible on the inside. So
oh no!
Sense.
Oh my god, Cynthia, don't describe yourself like that. Well, I think you're beautiful on the outside.
I'll take
horrible on the inside. I love that. I absolutely love it.
You should do it. Honestly, I think you're selling yourself short. I'm sure she would be honored to wear a piece of yours, Kiki.
And like when she said to get emotional, she really did get emotional when I walked out of that runway. And I like that thing that I made is I made one already in black. And I already sold it. Like, I posted, not even hours, it's sold already.
Yes,
and it's like, on top of it, I forgot all my patterns. Going in the competition, I forgot all my patterns. So, like, that thing right there, I did that on that spot. And obviously, they didn't show it, but it's okay. I won the challenge. let's not
brain
for that. But, like,
your brain.
It's like, you know, it's, and when they told me, like, just to know when to stop, because I have another maybe 20, 30 minutes to stone that gown, but I stop and I look away and I'm like, I drop everything and I'm like, okay, enough. I'm going to get ready. I'm going to clean up and get ready because, you know, I don't want to sabotage it.
I love it.
You did it.
Now, you did that. And you did the damn thing. And we don't want you to sell yourself short because you are a fabulous designer and your looks deserve to be on everyone, specifically Cynthia Kiss and Juice Box. But you got to show a lot this season. You got to do a lot. You got to do a lot of improv, a lot of dance, a lot of sewing. Was there anything that you didn't get to show? And what would be next for Kiki going to move on?
I wish at some point, you know, watching this season, I'll be honest myself, I'm a little bit bored of myself. It's like I have a lot of things that I want to say in my head, and I hold back a lot because of, like, you know, thinking like, oh, I don't want to be hated, this. But looking forward and doing forward on the if they're gonna want me back again in any kind of platform and TV, bitch, you're gonna see the fucking spicy side of me because this bitch is fucking spicy. And nobody came for me. I was waiting to fucking somebody came for me because I don't wanna start a drama. Because someone start the drama, I fucking end it away.
You gotta start the drama.
I will fucking put you in your place, bitch. Like, that's the thing. And nobody, like, it kind of like, come on, bitch, like, come at me. And, like, nobody's coming at me. So it's like, it's really hard to start a drama when there's nothing for you to start a drama. So it's like, if there's something, and I have a lot of things to say in my head, and then I'm like, okay, I'm not going to say this because, like, I'm always thinking ahead. I don't want to be hated online and all that. But, like, at the end of the day, I'm like, bitch, this is TV, so make TV.
Who cares?
So, like, yeah, that's something that I learned. And obviously, I would like to, like, you know, to be better on improv. And I'm funny and all that naturally with friends that you're comfortable with. And as soon as the camera is there, there's something that kind of shuts off on you. And I hope that I get over that in the future if I get into another TV show. Because, oh, bitch, like, it's just for me, it's like, it's fun. It's just, I just make it hard for myself on that moment that I wasn't Drag Race. I control too much.
I said the whole time, I was like, you didn't even need to speak. And you just standing there would look so beautiful on the runway that, like, if you get funny on top of that, I'm going to have to come to you. Then you're just going to be too talented. You're going to be too good.
Thank
Kiki.
You. Thank you. I love
it. Well, Kiki, thank you so much for joining us. This has been such a fun interview. And we're so sad that we don't get to see your beautiful insane creations anymore, but we are going to follow you on all your socials. Everybody is going to, so we can keep up on what you're going to wear for the rest of the season. Perfect. And yeah, we love you so much and we'll chat with you next time.
Perfect. And it's only one episode that I'm not going to be there, and you're going
to period.
You know what?
You're still going to see the finale gown
and wait for the finale because I fucking showed up.
Yeah, bitch. I'm sure you demolished those girls with that fucking finale look. It's going to be insane.
But I can't wait. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And we'll chat with you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Kiki. We love Kiki. We love her so much. She will be missed.
She will be missed. I know. Great interview. Loved her. Fabulous interview. But do you know who else is fabulous?
Our SQ cuties.
Our listeners. This one is from Colin. So let's give him a little listen.
Hey, Synth and Juice. It's your boy, Colin, or as Juicebox called me, Sex God Colin. I had a question for you two girlies. So I obviously listen to your podcast every week. Can't wait for the day that it comes out. There's also a couple other podcasts that I listen to weekly, but the two main ones are you and Phone a Friend by Jessie Cruikshank, who is another Canadian girly. She was on MTV Canada back in the day. I just wanted to know what podcasts you guys listen to and why. Thanks, and love you both. Bye.
Colin, Sex Scott.
Thanks
for
calling.
That's from Love Actually. Do you know that reference?
I don't, but I love you saying it. I think it's camp.
Oh, it's Love Actually. It's where Colin moves to the States so he can have more sex.
Oh, okay. Yes, this is ringing a bell, like, now that you
American say it. Girls. Anyways, thank you so much, Colin. I appreciate that. What podcast do you listen to? Because you're more of a podcast girl. What ones do you really listen to?
I'm a podcast girly. Really strong pick with Phone a Friend with Jessie Cruikshank. She premiered that podcast earlier this year, and she's really fun. I love her podcast.
Love Jessie.
For all you millennials out there, particularly Canadian millennials, her references are deep cuts, and they will scratch parts of your brain you haven't thought about for a decade. So she's really fun. I love her. She's hilarious. I forgot about Jessie, and then now I fell back in love. What else do I love? I love Chelsea Handler's podcast, Dear Chelsea. She gives advice. Mm-hmm. No muss, no fuss. And it's just sometimes fun because it's like she'll have celeb guests, but then she'll have some qualified doctors and like mental health reps. So it's like, it's fun with Chelsea because she's a comedian, but then she'll bring someone with substance, and she has a good producer on her show. What else do I like? We Can Do Hard Things when I'm feeling like I need some, like, I don't know.
Oh, that's so nice. What a lovely name.
We Can Do Hard Things. It's like Oprah's stamp of approval. They're a couple and their sister, and together they kind of do this trio podcast that just, it always makes me feel like charged up. Like it's a good moment. So those are my nominated picks.
I love that. I like to listen to Kiki Palmer's podcast. I love Kiki Palmer's podcast. She always starts it off by having a 15-minute conversation with her mom, which I just think is the sweetest thing in the world. She'll be like, hey, mom. And she'll just talk to her mom. And I just think that is just so nice and sweet. And to have, like, because our parents, like, we get to that age where our parents' mortality starts to feel more real. So to have documented conversations that are so candid with your parents, just recorded, mm-hmm. I think it's just like such a good idea. Also, I'm a big fan of The Basement Yard. Cool. With Frankie and Joey. I think that those two are just so funny. I don't get to listen often, but I love their clips. Their clips are, I'm a really big fan of their clips. And do you know what I really want to get into, but I have not been able to, is the new Trisha Paytas podcast?
Just Trish. I changed my just answer. Trish. It's just Trish. Sorry. It's so part of my life that I almost it felt too
vulnerable. I'm surprised you didn't say it.
Okay. There is a conspiracy theory. Apple Podcast does not bubble up her episodes. I always have to go digging for them.
Really?
So I quickly opened my podcast to pick my answers. And I think she needs to talk to people at Apple, because the Just Trish podcast is amazing. It is so fun. I love it.
So is he the first man to ever be on Drag Race? Amazing.
She's our problematic queen. She knows it, but she apologized. She's doing better. It's very entertaining. That's a show with the video that's more entertaining. She does a look each week.
Yeah, no, she's fab. She's a girl who needs to be podcasting. And very special.
She's the new Wendy Williams.
How you doing? Imagine Trisha with a syndicated talk show.
She talks about it every week. That's her goal.
I would watch it. I would immediately watch it. I would be up there with Drew Barrymore and Kelly Clarkson with me.
T.
Fabulous. Special shout out to Boa, who has recently started their new podcast, Boga.
Yes, we can't forget our sisters.
Can't forget our sisters. So if there's anybody who wants to go and support more Canadian talent,
we should do cross promo. Have her on, we go on.
So she's already finished her season, because I asked her if we could do a CrossFit episode, and she's like, oh, well, I'm done my season, so maybe for season two. And I went, fab, love that.
I wonder how long her seasons are.
I don't know, but she's already recorded everything.
Sorry, we're already on episode 101.
Because we don't take breaks. Who needs to do that?
Because we don't get into drag.
That's true. I told her that. I was like, we don't get into drag, so it doesn't matter. So that's who I would kind of shout out. But thank you so much, Colin. Love that.
Thank you, Colin, for calling in.
Oh. Bam, 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 bam.
Read the room, my dear.
All right. So there's something wrong with it. I've been using it too much. Now there's delays. Anyways, if you want to be like Colin and you want to give a call and you want to chat with us, you can follow us on Instagram at semiqualifiedqueenspod, go on Twitter at sqqpod and use the hashtag semiqualifiedquestions, or email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com.
And if you want to be like Colin, record a voice memo at www.speakpipe.com/sqqpod.
And if you are in the Vancouver, Edmonton, Victoria, or Calgary area, me and Cynthia Kiss will be coming to you in January. So if you want to see us live, you want to ask us questions live, and you want to chit-chat, it's be an SQ cutie. Pick up your tickets on our Linktree today, and we will see you for Semi-Qualified Queens Live. But with that being said, we are going to see you next week for another episode of Semi-Qualified Queens and Canada's Drag Race Season 4.
Mwah!
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Wrong button. Anthony, can you clean this up? I'm sorry.